Mark, there was some big news on Friday. We've heard all week, or actually the last couple of weeks, about the city of Milwaukee having problems raising funds to tear down Northridge Mall. But it appears there may be an angel out there who's going to do it for them.
Angel's a good word. I'm not sure if that or maybe a savior or something along those lines. It looks like, again, it hasn't been approved yet, but there is a potential sale of the mall site through a local developer, Phoenix Investors, who has a history in Milwaukee, has a lot of things underway, has built a lot of projects, has acquired a lot of projects, has a resume to work from as compared to what's going on here. They would acquire the mall. Right now, we don't know any plans for it. It's just happening. This is interesting. It's been empty for 20 years. Not much has gone on. And that is really over the past 3 or 4 years, it's been arguing what's going to happen there. Can we tear it down? And then over the past year, the crime that's gone on there and the fires that have gone on there, unsafe. And now hopefully we have a resolution here that could lead to the redevelopment of the mall. I mean, if I had to say what would happen out there from what this firm has done, it would be some sort of warehouse, industrial, something with jobs, something that's really needed in the community. So this could be a significant step forward for an area of the city that has long sat idle.
Now let's turn to Mitchell and Southwest Airlines. A lot of people have been complaining about Southwest Airlines not having enough flights to places that they want to go, particularly nonstop flights. But this looks like they're going to be changing some things.
Yeah, they're adding flights. This is great news for the city and something I talk about a lot. And it's something I hear about a lot from executives in town. And that is, we need more nonstop flights. So here you have an airline, which is our largest airline out of Mitchell, is adding flights, adding frequency flights. So they're going to fly more to Nashville. They're going to fly more to Vegas. Fly more to Florida, places that are very well known and have a lot of travelers. And then they're going to really look at other things. We also had a story this week about Alaska Airlines adding another flight out west coast to Seattle. So we're starting to see, as we move out of 2021, when airlines, it was really tough, we're seeing more flights added. We're seeing a lot more flying going on. But it's important to Milwaukee because the thing I hear a lot is that I have to drive to Chicago because I want a nonstop flight. If there are more nonstop flights in Milwaukee, it's easier to fly to Milwaukee. You'll see more of that happen, and that'll help us in terms of drawing both companies and individuals here. So really important step this week.
Another thing that people in Wisconsin are looking for are bargains. One of the things that has been very popular is Marcus Theater's $5 Tuesday promotion, but they're raising the price. Yeah, so what's that promotion going to be?
This one's been happening for years. It's something I hear about all the time. It was a great idea, the Marcus Corporation. That was a slow day for them to have this, and, you know, people just love this. It's drawn great crowds. Obviously, that stopped in 2021 during COVID. But, you know, I think over time, they've just felt the need to raise it. They raise it to $6 now for the members of their club and $7 for non-members. They have other offers and stuff. I just think it's pretty significant because you've seen this just work so well for them. But I'll be curious to see how this plays out for them. It was one of the most read stories on our website all week. Everybody really likes this program and wanted to read about it. So I'd be curious to see if they see a little backlash from this because it was that way.
Frugal. That's my
frugal
word of the day.
I think frugal spelled C-H-E-A-P, isn't it?
No, stop that. All right, let's talk about a conversation you had with the president of Marquette this week, Michael Lovell, and also UWM Chancellor Mark Moan. Both of these men have battled cancer in recent years. And what were the messages that you heard from both of them regarding their struggles and actually their survival?
You know, this is a great story. And it was very eye-opening for me because I've known each of them for a long time, have a lot of respect for them, watched what they've gone through over the past couple of years, and been impressed with how they've handled it and how they have been very open about it. It's a very hard thing to go through. And the thing we heard from them throughout our event that I talked to them about was very much about perspective. You know, all of a sudden when you're going through this, the little things don't matter. I know Mark told the story about hearing somebody complain about the weather, and he's like, hey, I'm just happy to be alive to actually see the weather. So it really changes your perspective. We heard from Mike Lovell, but he has less patience for what he calls drama. He's more about results. You know, all the stuff that we kind of get held up in, he doesn't want that anymore. He just wants to see results. And I think anybody who's gone through this, the thing that's also really impressed me is how they've been open about it. They've been public about it and, you know, have shown others how to do this. And for us, it was about kind of showing others in the community, here are two people and what have they learned and how can you learn from this? As some of us are going to have to go through this, unfortunately.
We've been talking over the last several weeks about your Milwaukee Business Journal's 40 Under 40 winners, and tomorrow night's going to be a big one with our own Vince Petrano, one of the co-hosts.
He's the star of the show, but you know, he's way over 40, I want to be honest. He's not one of the winners.
Well, okay, so he's 40 over 40, but he is a winner. But tell us again about this program and why it's so important to the future leadership of the city.
This is a big deal for us. It's a big deal for the community. I mean, it's been growing. We've been doing it now for 30 years, and I remember back when it started that there was a fear that we would just have it every other year, Libby, because we wouldn't get enough nominations. Now I get 300 or so a year. And we choose 40 leaders in our community, young professionals who are doing amazing things. I think if you look at the list, you'll see people who are in the healthcare industry who are doing things that I wish I would have done throughout my whole life. People who are in retail, who are in manufacturing, who are just doing amazing things, both in the office and in the community, which is a huge thing for us as both. So I think for us as a member of the media, I feel it's important for us to hold up examples of things in the community that are going well. People who could be our future leader, people who could be our future mayor. And okay, now wait, our actual mayor is on this list. He was the first African-American mayor to be elected in the city. He's under 40, way under 40, he's 35. And he's one of our 40 under 40 this year. So our future leadership is here. And, you know, we have challenges in Milwaukee. There's no doubt about it. But I think if you look at this list, you're going to feel pretty good because there are future leaders here who I think are going to be leading Milwaukee for the next 20 to 30 years.
Well, again, my suggestion is you start a 40 over 40, and you're not going to be able.
Vince is on that list. Vince is on that list. I know. You're under 40, so I got to get you on this list next year. So
I don't know about that. All right. Listen, Mark, as always, it is so great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, Libby. It's always good to talk to you, and you have a great week.